Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7, Dalid Zayin, with the help of the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. Just a heads up, in chapter 6, it's going to be more how we translate the Mishnah and see what we could come from the Mishnah, because the actual commentary is on really the first 5 prakim. And here we're in the middle, early on really, in chapter 4. So let's see what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi says, HaChoshech Atzmo Min Hadin, one who withdraws from judgment, Porik mimenu eva v'gazol shvua shav, removes from himself hatred and robbery and an unnecessary oath. I say a lot of times on the different shiurim, the different shows, we should not be involved in judging people to begin with. The only type of judging that should be allowed, the only type of judging we should be involved in is the judging favorably, is dan lekav schus. You want to be dan, you want to judge favorably. That's the only type of judging we should do. It's easy to judge people. It's easy to expect the worst and to assume the worst and convince yourself of the worst, but you're missing the other side of the story. A fascinating book by Arsko talking about Dan Lekav's Chus. Highly recommended. The only type of judging you should do is Dan Lekav's Chus. If you don't judge people, you stop judging people, then you won't have hatred, you won't have robbery, you won't have oaths. You won't have to unnecessarily assume the worst and rob people of the proper pass, of the proper, you know, thinking about them and not be choshev b'ksherim, falsely accusing other people. You stop judging people, you won't have these things anymore. V'hagas libo b'hara, one who is brazen in issuing rulings, some who thinks too fast, is hasty or impulsive, not thinking about things through. What are they? Shota, Rasha, Vagas Ruach. They are foolish, wicked, and proud. Don't be a judger. And if you want to be a judger, only judge favorably. The only type of judging that would be good to do, Dan Lekav's Chus. Don't be someone who's arrogant. Don't be someone who's brazen. That's a person that's foolish, wicked, and proud. The Rambam teaches us the only two traits you're supposed to avoid at all costs to go to the opposite extreme is arrogance and anger, because those two people, Hashem says, you can't live in the same sphere as me. You're worshiping yourself. In general, we want to have the middle path. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too little. You know, sleep X amount of time. Don't be too charitable. Don't be too stingy. Be the middle. Two aspects you have to avoid. Go to the opposite are anger and arrogance. Let's see what Rabbi Yonah says. Withdrawing from judgment. This seems to contradict the Torah's commandments. You shall appoint judges and police, and justice, justice you shall pursue. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, which teaches us that it is a mitzvah to issue rulings. These instructions refer to a place where there are no other judges. Whenever you can withdraw from being the one to render judgment, it is preferable to pass the burden to others, thereby saving yourself from many dilemmas. Removes hatred. One who leaves court with a verdict of guilty will hate the judges. So Rabbeinu Yonah is taking a different viewpoint. I was thinking about Dan Lekav's Chus, not judging in general, but a real judge, if you leave in court with a verdict of guilty, will hate the judges. You got to presume innocence. You know, it's innocent until proven guilty, or guilty until proven innocent. Really, a lot of times you come to a courtroom, and it really feels like it's guilty until proven innocent, even though it's obviously the opposite, technically. But really, the way we're supposed to look at it is that really see the person as innocent until you could find a proof that he really is guilty. But a person who leaves with that verdict will really hate the judges. And robbery, you may obligate someone who is innocent to pay, and this is considered as if you have robbed him. And an unnecessary oath, you may obligate someone to take an oath unnecessarily, causing him to sin with an oath taken in vain. Brazen in issuing rulings, this follows one who withdraws from judgment, because it is its exact opposite. The Mishnah first describes one who refrains from ruling because he must study the case patiently and in great depth and finds it burdensome. In contrast, one who is brazen in issuing rulings imagines that he knows how to rule and that he will not make mistakes. But this person is foolish. He is called a fool because he considers himself wise, and there is no greater foolishness than this. Fool has more hope than him. Mishlei points out the word for fool in this verse is kasil, not shota. Because if a fool sins, he knows and recognizes himself that he is on the wrong path and does not imagine that he never errs. Therefore, there is a hope that he will improve. He may yet return to God. God will have mercy on him, but what hope is there for the man who considers himself wise and thoughtlessly dispenses rulings? Convinced that he is wise, how can he repent as he sees it? That would be like abandoning wisdom and good sense. Wicked. Even though the Mishnah says that the brazen judge is a fool, that alone does not necessarily mean that he does not fear sin. Therefore, it also had to mention that he is wicked. If he feared heaven, he would not be in such a hurry to state his opinions. Knowing that mistakes are common, that people are very likely to err, and that even the greatest and most sharp-witted scholar makes mistakes. And proud. Even though the Mishnah has already said that he is a fool, does not fear sin, and now adds an additional point. He is motivated by pride, arrogance, and a desire for power. It is because of these factors that he is brazen in issuing rulings. He wants the world to see that he can make these decisions quickly, demonstrating his great acumen so that they will appoint him as their judge and ruler. These are the evil intentions behind his actions. We see that these three negative traits are all present in one who is quick to issue rulings without fear or awe. May God, in his mercy, save us from such people. And in our own lives, again, it's important not to be brazen, not to be arrogant, not to be haughty, and also not to judge. You want to judge? Think about the idea of only judging favorably. Dan lekavs chas, because then you never lose by judging favorably. Okay, so maybe you're wrong once or twice, but if you always are dan lekavs chas, always looking for the benefit of the doubt, always looking for the favorable, oftentimes you'll be right, and you just have better relationships, you'll have better interactions, and you'll think of people better. You'll assume people to be good until proven otherwise, instead of seeing people as bad until proven otherwise, which is not a great way to live. May we all be zocha to see people and judge people only favorably, and we all should also be zocha to remove arrogance from our hearts. Join us next time as we talk about not judging alone, because there's only one judge who judges alone, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.